Blog Talk Radio.
Big Dreams Radio. Big Dreams, Life After Massive Weight Loss, is a lifestyle realization TV show about people who have already conquered morbid obesity. Big Dreams challenges people from all walks of life who have already lost massive amounts of weight to identify and pursue their other big dreams with all the joys and struggles that it brings. No matter where you are on your own personal journey, Big Dreams offers hope, knowledge, and power to banish weight struggles, dream big, and attain their fullest potentials and become who you were meant to be, to quote Miss Oprah Winfrey. The radio show is a chance to interact with experts, share your stories, and create your own big dreams. Disclaimer, we are not doctors or experts in the field of nutrition or exercise. We cannot offer advice. What we do offer are inspirational stories of people sharing how they were able to accomplish their own weight loss goals, healthy lifestyles, and dream big. Join me, Steve Sir Dropalot Nikander, who has lost nearly 400 pounds myself through nutrition and fitness. My big dream is to inspire those, motivate, and encourage them to be the best they can be. Welcome.
Hello, and this is Shelly Nunchucks, and it looks like we're live on the air. And I was hoping to only have this show once a week, but it seems like it automatically has started, so I have to do maybe at least a half hour because I'm affiliated with Diamond in the Rough show, and it said that my show was going to air, so I have to kind of wing it till I get a better hold and a better grip on how to do things. Anyway, once again, I hope this is actually working on the air as of right now. To a caller just called in, I'm sorry, I had to wait for the same intro to actually finish, so let me see if I can get this person. I think I might know who it is. Let's see if I can actually bring this up. Hello, caller, well, you're in the air.
Shelly, hi.
Hi. Hi.
Cal Newland here.
Hey, Cal. Ah, it's Cal Newland all the way from Utah. How you doing?
Good. I'm sorry. I was trying to call in, and something happened, so I had to hang up.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know if this is actually supposed to be my show. It was underneath my name, so I figured this is usually, I believe, the time that my big sister, Charlie, has her show, but it was listed underneath my name, and I think we have to do some tweaks with the show. So I said, you know what, instead of it being dead air, I'll go on for a half hour, and if she's supposed to sign in, you know, she can get into the episode, so I guess I'll just take over for at least a half hour. And I wanted to bring you onto the show to talk about dreams and such. And I know you're working on a couple of things, and one of the biggest things that you work on is a web series called Day Zero. Can you, you know, talk a little bit about Day Zero to the listeners?
First of all, can you hear me okay?
Yep, I can hear you fine. I just hope we are actually airing because I'm still new to this. It does say that I'm on the air, so hopefully it is streaming, but I can hear you.
All right, well, I just might as well just continue then. I am Cal Newman. I have been producing, directing, basically I created the show called Day Zero. It's a post-apocalyptic web TV series. And it's hosted over at blip.tv /DayZeroTV. And we've got 5 episodes up already, and we started this venture last year. So it's been about a year, in fact, ever since I cast the new talent and our crew, because this was actually formed 2 years ago, 2010, under Kelsey Swenson, and she's the original writer. And she I picked up the copyright back in last May of last year, and so I ran with it because there was it halted for several months. It was on hiatus, and it used to be filmed down over in Provo in Orem, Utah. But since I started to be the showrunner, I brought most of it up to Ogden, as well as sometimes we filmed in Roy, but mostly Ogden, and then we moved the other half of the season to West Jordan and Salt Lake City. So so basically we handled taking care of all the outdoor scenes first because of logistics issues. We're no budget, you know, so it's out of my pocket. I acquired equipment and software. And I wear many hats. I'm also the editor. I'm the cameraman. I'm almost the director of photography, cinematographer. I'm kind of the second writer, but I've been taking on more of that role and responsibility since then. And so you'll see in the next half of the season, you'll see it's written, directed by me. Based on Kelsey's concept and her characters, her story. But it's been an interesting run. Our pilot, I submitted it to Oh Lethal. I submitted it to several film festivals over the course of, I guess, about 8 months, and we've won 3 awards already for that.
That's really good. I mean, from watching the episodes, I've seen that the characters are actually starting to grow, and I'm getting even more excited with an upcoming episode, and it seems like you're going to be in that episode more, so I'm very looking forward to that, to see your acting skills, because even though I know you've done a lot of, you know, directing with Day Zero and stuff, I think your heart really belongs in the acting field. Am I correct?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yes, I am first and foremost an actor. I've been acting since the late '90s, and I got the filmmaking bug last year when I picked this up. I had a feeling in my gut that I had this vision, and whenever I have a vision, I always follow through. And it's kind of like the deal with when I joined the military. So I was in the Air Force, having a dual vision, basically. I wanted to join before it was too late, and then, you know, this is after 9/11, and then I also had down the road a vision to be in the civil service, the federal government civilian sector, and so now I'm there now. I've had all these milestones that I've hit and, you know, accomplished. So you know, this was just, Day Zero was just the next in line, next step, when, particularly after I had a little inspiration from a casting director who had an acting audition seminar that I took, a workshop, and he said, you know, don't leave by the phone, if you want to create and build your career, you know, sometimes you got to take a punch. So, you know, I decided to, I'm gonna do my own. I'm gonna produce my own thing, and that's how it came out to be. And I kind of already saw it in my mind's eye, to the end. And so we finished principal photography mostly around end of March, early April, and with the lead actors, the recurring actors, and then I added new scenes for episode 6. So I added new characters, and so we had to get guest stars. Which I worked with them before, so I didn't have to audition them. So they are, episode 6, the next one, appearing this August, August 29th, Wednesday, is going to be the biggest kind of cast that we've ever had for all season. In particular, though, principal acting. We do have a big cast, too, in episode 8, Metamorphosis. But that's more hybrids, the extras. So, and the hybrids are, you know, people can mistake them for zombies, but they're not zombies.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was looking at. I was like, oh, and I think when people hear apocalyptic and stuff, they think zombies and, you know, going to tear people apart. But it actually has a story in the background. And knowing about the well, since I've been following the show and reading on your Facebook page and you know Day Zero, I think your next episode you kind of did a little bit of dedication to someone. And if you want to, would you be able to speak about that?
Which one? I'm sorry.
I think it's your next episode with your where you went in. I think it was called Memorandum. Is that the correct one? Or you actually, I think, dedicated to someone in your family?
Oh, yes. Episode 6, the next episode being released end of this month, is being dedicated to my father, who passed away in June. He suffered from dementia. And you know, my mom has Alzheimer's. She's had several years, so they were in a nursing home. And so, you know, getting these awards was kind of a bittersweet time for me. But yeah, episode 6 is called Dementia, and it was called that a long time ago. It was called that when Kelsey originally conceived of that. So, and it's about my character Jim Lecter, and how Jim goes. He kind of goes crazy a little bit. He's depressed, and he's kind of going through some strange hallucinations. He revisits, you know, the past and things like that. So you'll see a lot of flashback type of scenes going on, scenarios, and it really is like, you know, he's unlike you know, Lost or something like that, where it's just actually a flashback. He's actually transitioning.
Yeah,
he's actually thinking he's there, you know, for a brief moment, just between that transition. So yeah, it's very different, and you know, and you know, it really doesn't have too much to do with dementia per se, but it's you know.
Yeah, it just seems like it just fits into your life because it was written, you know, before any of this stuff in the past couple months, and it's kind of where I tend to see with things that I've done in the film business seems to, you know, how they say art imitates life and life imitates art. It seems to happen a lot to a lot of actors and any entertainers that are in the business. It seems like it does go along with their life, and I do see with what you have, you know, besides Day Zero, I did mention on the show last night, it was the last minute, 15 minutes of the other show, I brought up Day Zero and some of your other unique talents. And if you want to talk about those, I mean, I saw a couple of videos on your Facebook page, and it was actually, you know, impersonations. And is it something that you hope to do? I mean, is it a certain tactic that you hope to do as a cartoon or as a voiceover? And that voiceover, you know, actually David Banner, you know, with the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yes.
Yes. That was kind of cool. And when you see it, I'm like, well, he really sounds like Bill Bixby in that series.
Well, I can speak in his voice for the rest of the show if I'd like to, but I'm going to reserve that for another day.
Okay. All right. I was like, you know, because you do quite a few different things, and it seems like I know you wear many hats in Day Zero, but I tend to think that you want to act more, and I think that it's quite possible, but it seems like now you do have your hands full with Day Zero, and you just want to fall through, and I guess after that, you see where it can go, but, you know, I also...
Go ahead.
What was that? Sorry. Sometimes I break up here in Maine, so forgive me for if anything drops. Seems like sometimes signals drop up here. But I've also, I guess at the end of August, aren't you going to another film festival for Day Zero?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, at the end of August, aren't you going to another place for Day Zero for another film festival?
This month. In a few weeks, I'll be over in Ohio. At the Indie Gathering Film Festival, the 16th annual Indie Gathering Film Festival, and we won. That's our third award for the pilot, and it's very very cool because we got an official selection. So like, what happened was the first award was in the California Film Awards over in San Diego. I won the Diamond Award, for excellence in filmmaking for the pilot in the television productions competition. They had a separate pilots one, but they call this productions. So it's almost like a web, you know, whatever, a TV episode award.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was at the Las Vegas International Film Festival that we just got back a couple weeks ago on, and it was we made official finalists in the TV pilots competition. And then this third one, the Indie Gathering Awards, we got the award-winning web episode as an official selectee. So that is even higher. But what's really magical is the fact that we're getting screened, that the pod's getting screened for the first time on a big screen. So, and so, yeah.
But that's a great feeling. You know, you're getting – I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt. I'm still kind of new to this. I just – you know, I wanted to congratulate you, and I'm going to try to get as much as I can within this half hour because I'm supposed to have – supposed to be a two-hour show, but it seems like – the recording that records back, it's only a half hour, so
yeah.
I'm trying to get everything in as I can about you. And,
yeah.
You know, I just see your hard work and determination, and I really think that Day Zero actually has a great potential to be not just the web series, but actually on TV.
Yeah, that's what actually other people have been saying, and because our awards are at least two out of the three awards are in the TV category. That tells you a lot. that they recognize it as a TV component, you know, as a TV episode and whatnot. I believe I told this to you before offline that. That Day Zero is the bridge, and I planned this from the start because the way the scripts were written and the strength to the length of the scripts, it fit in a half hour slot if you add commercials. So, you know, they're generally 20 plus minutes, you know, that give or take average each episode, and we did 10, but we got like almost 4 hours of material for the first season. And so, unlike a lot of those so-called web series out there, they're like 5 to 8 minutes or something per episode. We started a trend. We started a trend that others are now following. Others are now imitating the same formula of the half hour show, and you know, generally 10 episodes. And yeah, I took the 10 episodes thing because of the. I mean, first of all, that's a lot of episodes. That amount of time, and you know, but you see Hollywood coming out with, you know, some of my influences, like Falling Skies and The Walking Dead, things like that, Stargate Universe. You know, those became these 10 to 13 episode type of seasons, like when Hollywood slashed their season in half, basically, for those kinds of shows. Like, well, if they can do that, then I certainly can just do 10. So. You know, where it used to be, 25, 24 episodes, whatever it is, you know. But
yeah.
They're only 1 hour. Yeah, they're 1 hour still, or whatever, you know, 46 minutes, without commercials. So if we took it to TV, then it might, you know, have to become that. But then there, you know, I make the argument. There are shows that are half an hour, that are dramas. And so, unlike a lot on Blip.TV that you'll see, ours is not a comedy. Ours is a drama. The drama is set in a sci-fi horror background, you know, backdrop. So, it's a post-apocalypse. It's after Revelations. There's a sense of spirituality in there. And our hybrids are radiating humans, basically. They're not, you know, they never died. Never died. So there's nothing about them being, you know, zombies, period. Zombies are dead. You know?
So to kill them, you have to, like, cut off their heads or anything? Do they have to do, like, what zombies to kill them?
Kill them. You kill them like you would kill an animal or a human. You would shoot them. You know, you would, whatever. You don't have to do anything too special to kill them. But they are...
Okay, so you don't have to chop off their heads or anything?
Don't have to do anything like that. No. They're just like you and I. But they're just radiated. They became wild and primal to their thoughts and everything. So they lost all sense of you know, human instincts per, you know, per se. And so being that they're human, and it's almost like they're hopped up, so they're quite quick, you know, strong, you know, poor humans, but they it's nothing that someone couldn't handle if they had the right amount of ammo.
Yeah.
and numbers, yeah, strength and numbers. So, yeah, so it's yeah, it still poses a danger to the survivors. The survivors, they think they're the last one, and you know they are willing to protect each other. And so things, you know, when things go all right, you know, they can't be, you know, shouldn't be alone. You know, and yeah, there's, you know, a lot of if you're interested in certain things that, you know, I believe that Hollywood used to do, go check out Day Zero. That's I grew up watching TV shows and movies, and I have a lot of inspirations. And my vision when I captured you know, all the scenes were kind of, it's all based on all that. And those of you who have seen The Hunger Games, you know, if you've seen that, you'll see this camera work, the style, the visual style. When I saw that, I was like, that's like the Day Zero, like the way I do it. I use move the camera and everything. It's like wow, it just reminds me of me a little bit. So, you know, for them to be able to get distribution like that, hey, you know, they can get it, and we certainly can. You know, and I hope that that's the case. And there will be some distributors at the Indie Gathering Festival. They will be there, and they will watch
it. That's going to be kind of cool. I really hope the best with Day Zero, and, you know, like I said, it has great potential. And besides Day Zero, do you have any other thing in the works, any other films or anything else that you're doing?
Not on the filmmaking side at this time. I have an idea for a comedy short based on in an office, but it's you know, it's just kind of like ideas, you know, here and there, skits, things like that. However, as far as the rest for the entertainment business, I'm mostly going to be, I'm just basically auditioning. I'm you know, trying to do the acting. So I, I, you know, I wear all these hats, but, like, you know, you'll probably notice that a lot of people who, filmmakers who wear a lot of hats, one thing they don't do is they don't, they might have something else, like they might be a composer, you know, that's cool. I don't do composing, so that's one of the things I don't do. So, you know, so if they do that, but, you know, it's a rare thing. You'll see a director or a producer or whatever. It's a rare thing for them to be the actor as well. But when, you know, when you see an actor being a filmmaker, it's usually they're doing just producing, directing, or writing. They don't do, in addition to the acting, they don't do the camera. They don't do boom operator. They don't do lighting, gaffing, grip, you know, Steadicam, you know, those things, you know, or makeup or whatever, you know. They don't do all these things in addition to. So we, you know, I've had to work with wearing those hats, because it was basically me and Tim. Tim Sabuco, he's my assistant director, and I promoted him to associate producer starting with episode 2, because he's been there, you know, almost every which way, you know, on set with me. So it you know, is basically a two-life crew. We got lucky when we got production assistants, you know, whenever we got PAs. You know, that was very fortunate. It was fortunate timing when we got them. And so,
yeah.
Otherwise, you know, the actors would do the clapping, you know, the clapping.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work, and I've seen, you know, seen it come together more and more in each episode. And it looks like the half hour is almost up. It looks like there's about 4 minutes left on air time. And I just wanted one quick thing. Would you ever give any advice to anybody, you know, if they had any dreams? What would you say to someone that's working on a dream?
If you have a dream, make sure you have a game plan, and that you can follow, that you'll follow through with it. You know, don't You got to finish what you started. And if you can do that, you can weather that, then I say go for it. Live your dreams. Don't let anyone stop you. And if you have to pay for it, because we put it on Kickstarter, Indiegogo, no deal. It did not work out. Don't let that stop you. If you have a regular job, I recommend you getting a regular job. And save up the money and then put it all towards your dreams, and then it'll come to fruition and you put it out there. But make sure it's a good thing. Make sure it's not silly. My personal opinion: go for dramatic. Go for something serious, because that will give you some credibility in the long run. So you start that way, And a web series is a very interesting, ambitious way to go, to start with. But it really, I believe, is the future. In particular, what I call it a web TV series. That from Fafa Nugget Productions, my company, we put the TV in web TV. So so just I would say do that, and everybody check out all the hype about A0, if you go to the official site, A0TV.com, and you'll see everything, all the links and everything that you need. And then go like us on Facebook. Everything's basically Twitter or Facebook or whatever. Everything is /A0TV, so just so you know.
Yeah, and it's also your Facebook, too. Cal Nguyen, he also has a Facebook page, and you can check him out in Day 0. And I do want to thank you, Cal, for taking your time out and calling to the show. I did enjoy our chat, and I look forward to having you on in a future show.
Well, thank you very much, Shelly. I appreciate it. Good talking to you.
Well, thank you. All right. You have a good evening.
You too. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
I ain't gonna stop, no. Push, please, sweat, knock 'em out.